The fourth book of Kings. 4 Kings chapter 1. O Hosea sendeth to consult Beelzebub. Elias foretelleth his death, and causeth fire to come down from heaven, upon two captains and their companies, 1:1. And Moab rebelled against Israel, after the death of Achab, 1:2. And O Hosea fell through the lattices of his upper chamber, which he had in Samaria, and was sick. And he sent messengers, saying to them, Go, consult Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this my illness. 1:3. And an angel of the Lord spoke to Elias, the Thesbite, saying, Arise, and go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say to them, Is there not a god in Israel, that ye go to consult Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? 1:4. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord, From the bed on which thou art gone up, thou shalt not come down, but thou shalt surely die. And Elias went away. 1:5. And the messengers turned back to Hosea's, and he said to them, Why are you come back? 1:6. But they answered him, Your man met us, and said to us, Go, and return to the king, that sent you, and you shall say to him, Thus saith the Lord, Is it because there was no god in Israel, that thou sentest to Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore thou shalt not come down from the bed, on which thou art gone up, but thou shalt surely die. 1:7. And he said to them, What manner of man was he who met you, and spoke these words? 1:8. But they said, A hairy man, with a girdle of leather about his loins. And he said, It is Elias, the Thesbite. 1:9. And he sent to him a captain of 50, and the 50 men that were under him. And he went up to him, and as he was sitting on the top of a hill, he said to him, Man of God, the king hath commanded that thou come down. 1:10. And Elias answering, said to the captain of 50, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee, and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him, and the 50 that were with him. Let fire, etc. Elias was inspired to call for fire from heaven upon these captains, who came to apprehend him, not out of a desire to gratify any private passion, but to punish the insult offered to religion, to confirm his mission, and to shew how vain are the efforts of men against God, and his servants, whom he willeth to protect. 1:11. And he again sent to him another captain of 50 men, and his 50 with him. And he said to him, Man of God, thus saith the king, Make haste and come down. 1:12. Elias answering, said, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven, and consume thee, and thy 50. And fire came down from heaven, and consumed him and his 50. 1:13. Again he sent a third captain of 50 men, and the 50 that were with him. And when he was come, he fell upon his knees before Elias, and besought him, and said, Man of God, despise not my life, and the lives of thy servants that are with me. 1:14. Behold, fire came down from heaven, and consumed the two first captains of 50 men, and the 50s that were with them. But now I beseech thee to spare my life. 1:15. And the angel of the Lord spoke to Elias, saying, Go down with him, fear not. He arose therefore, and went down with him to the king. 1:16. And said to him, Thus saith the Lord, Because thou hast sent messengers to consult Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, as though there were not a god in Israel, of whom thou mightest inquire the word. Therefore, from the bed on which thou art gone up, thou shalt not come down, but thou shalt surely die. 1:17. So he died, according to the word of the Lord, which Elias spoke. And Joram, his brother, reigned in his stead, in the second year of Joram, the son of Josaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. The second year of Joram, etc., counted from the time that he was associated to the throne by his father Josaphat. 1:18. But the rest of the acts of Hosea's, which he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? 4 Kings chapter 2. Eliseus will not part from Elias. The water of the Jordan is divided by Elias' cloak. Elias is taken up in a fiery chariot, and his double spirit is given to Eliseus. Eliseus healeth the waters by casting in salt. Boys are torn by bears for mocking Eliseus. 2:1. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elias into heaven, by a whirlwind, that Elias and Eliseus were going from Galgal. Heaven. By heaven here is meant the air, the lowest of the heavenly regions. 2:2. And Elias said to Eliseus, Stay thou here, because the Lord hath sent me as far as Bethel. And Eliseus said to him, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And when they were come down to Bethel, 2:3, the sons of the prophets, that were at Bethel, came forth to Eliseus, and said to him, Dost thou know that, this day, the Lord will take away thy master from thee? And he answered, I also know it. Hold your peace. The sons of the prophets, that is, the disciples of the prophets, who seem to have had their schools, like colleges or communities, in Bethel, Jericho, and other places in the days of Elias and Eliseus, 2:4. And Elias said to Eliseus, Stay here, because the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And when they were come to Jericho, 2:5, the sons of the prophets, that were at Jericho, came to Eliseus, and said to him, Dost thou know that, this day, the Lord will take away thy master from thee? And he said, I also know it. Hold your peace. 2:6. And Elias said to him, Stay here, because the Lord hath sent me as far as the Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they two went on together. 2:7. And 50 men, of the sons of the prophets, followed them, and stood in sight, at a distance. But they too stood by the Jordan. 2:8. And Elias took his mantle, and folded it together, and struck the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, and they both passed over on dry ground. 2:9. And when they were gone over, Elias said to Eliseus, Ask what thou wilt have me to do for thee, before I be taken away from thee. And Eliseus said, I beseech thee, that in me may be thy double spirit. Double spirit, the double portion of thy spirit, as the eldest son and heir, or thy spirit which is double in comparison of that which God usually imparteth to his prophets. 2:10. And he answered, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, thou shalt have what thou hast asked. But if thou see me not, thou shalt not have it. 2:11. And as they went on, walking and talking together, behold, a fiery chariot and fiery horses parted them both asunder. And Elias went up by a whirlwind into heaven. 2:12. And Eliseus saw him, and cried, My father, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the driver thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own garments, and rent them in two pieces. 2:13. And he took up the mantle of Elias, that fell from him. And going back, he stood on the bank of the Jordan. 2:14. And he struck the waters with the mantle of Elias, that had fallen from him, and they were not divided. And he said, Where is now the God of Elias? And he struck the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, and Eliseus passed over. 2:15. And the sons of the prophets, at Jericho, who were over against him, seeing it, said, The spirit of Elias hath rested upon Eliseus. And coming to meet him, they worshipped him, falling to the ground. They worshipped him, viz., with an inferior, yet religious veneration, not for any temporal, but spiritual excellency. 2:16. And they said to him, Behold, there are with thy servants 50 strong men, that can go, and seek thy master, lest, perhaps, the Spirit of the Lord hath taken him up and cast him upon some mountain, or into some valley. And he said, Do not send. 2:17. But they pressed him, till he consented, and said, Send. And they sent 50 men. And they sought 3 days, but found him not. 2:18. And they came back to him. For he abode at Jericho, and he said to them, Did I not say to you, Do not send? 2:19. And the men of the city said to Eliseus, Behold, the situation of this city is very good, as thou, my lord, seest. But the waters are very bad, and the ground barren. 2:20. And he said, Bring me a new vessel, and put salt into it. And when they had brought it, 2:21. He went out to the spring of the waters, and cast the salt into it, and said, Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters, and there shall be no more in them death or barrenness. 2:22. And the waters were healed unto this day, according to the word of Eliseus, which he spoke. 2:23. And he went up from thence to Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, little boys came out of the city and mocked him, saying, Go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. 2:24. And looking back, he sought them, and cursed them in the name of these. Lord, and there came forth 2 bears out of the forest, and tore of them 42 boys. Cursed them. This curse, which was followed by so visible a judgment of God, was not the effect of passion, or of a desire of revenging himself, but of zeal for religion, which was insulted by these boys, in the person of the prophet, and of a divine inspiration. God punishing in this manner the inhabitants of Bethel, the chief seat of the calf worship, who had trained up their children in a prejudice against the true religion and its ministers. 2:25. And from thence he went to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria. 4 Kings chapter 3. The kings of Israel, Judah, and Edom, fight against the king of Moab. They want water, which Eliseus procured without rain, and prophesieth victory. The king of Moab is overthrown, his city is besieged. He sacrificeth his firstborn son. So the Israelites raise the siege. 3:1. And Joram the son of Ahab reigned over Israel, in Samaria, in the 18th year of Josaphat, king of Judah. And he reigned 12 years. 3:2. And he did evil before the Lord, but not like his father and his mother. For he took away the statues of Baal, which his father had made. 3:3. Nevertheless, he stuck to the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, nor did he depart from them. 3:4. Now Baasa, king of Moab, nourished many sheep, and he paid to the king of Israel 100,000 lambs, and 100,000 rams, with their fleeces. 3:5. And when Ahab was dead, he broke the league which he had made with the king of Israel. 3:6. And King Joram went out that day from Samaria, and mustered all Israel. 3:7. And he sent to Josaphat, king of Judah, saying, The king of Moab is revolted from me. Come with me against him to battle. And he answered, I will come up. He that is mine, is thine. My people are thy people, and my horses, thy horses. 3:8. And he said, Which way shall we go up? But he answered, By the desert of Edom. 3:9. So the king of Israel, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, went, and they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey, and there was no water for the army, and for the beasts, that followed them. 3:10. And the king of Israel said, Alas, 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 the Lord hath gathered us 3 kings together, to deliver us into the hands of Moab. 3:11. And Josaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that we may beseech the Lord by him? And one of the servants of the king of Israel answered, Here is Eliseus, the son of Saphat, who poured water on the hands of Elias. 3:12. And Josaphat said, The word of the Lord is with him. And the king of Israel, and Josaphat, king of Judah, and the king of Edom, went down to him. 3:13. And Eliseus said to the king of Israel, What have I to do with thee? Go to the prophets of thy father, and thy mother. And the king of Israel said to him, Why hath the Lord gathered together these 3 kings, to deliver them into the hands of Moab? 3:14. And Eliseus said to him, As the Lord of hosts liveth, in whose sight I stand, if I did not reverence the face of Josaphat, king of Judah, I would not have hearkened to thee, nor looked on thee. 3:15. But now bring me hither a minstrel. And when the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came upon him, and he said, 3:16. Thus saith the Lord, Make the channel of this torrent full of ditches. 3:17. For thus saith the Lord, You shall not see wind, nor rain, and yet this channel shall be filled with waters, and you shall drink, you and your families, and your beasts. 3:18. And this is a small thing in the sight of the Lord. Moreover, he will deliver, also, Moab into your hands. 3:19. And you shall destroy every fenced city, and every choice city, and shall cut down every fruitful tree, and shall stop up all the springs of waters, and every goodly field you shall cover with stones. 3:20. And it came to pass, in the morning, when the sacrifices used to be offered, that behold, water came by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. 3:21. And all the Moabites hearing that the kings were come up to fight against them, gathered together all that were girded with a belt upon them, and stood in the borders. 3:22. And they rose early in the morning, and the sun being now up, and shining upon the waters, the Moabites saw the waters over against them red, like blood. 3:23. And they said, It is the blood of the sword. The kings have fought among themselves, and they have killed one another. Go now, Moab, to the spoils. 3:24. And they went into the camp of Israel. But Israel rising up, defeated Moab, who fled before them. And they being conquerors, went and smote Moab. 3:25. And they destroyed the cities. And they filled every goodly field, every man casting his stone. And they stopped up all the springs of waters, and cut down all the trees that bore fruit, so that brick walls only remained. And the city was beset by the slingers, and a great part thereof destroyed. Brick walls only remained. It was the proper name of the capital city of the Moabites. In Hebrew, Kir Hareseth. 3:26. And when the king of Moab saw this, to wit, that the enemies had prevailed, he took with him 700 men that drew the sword, to break in upon the king of Edom. But they could not. 3:27. Then he took his eldest son, that should have reigned in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation in Israel, and presently they departed from him, and returned into their own country. 4 Kings chapter 4. Miracles of Eliseus. He raiseth a dead child to life. 4:1. Now a certain woman of the wives of the prophets, cried to Eliseus, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant was one that feared God, and behold the creditor is come to take away my two sons to serve him. 4:2. And Eliseus said to her, What wilt thou have me do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she answered, I, thy handmaid, have nothing in my house but a little oil, to anoint me. 4:3. And he said to her, Go, draw off all thy neighbor's empty vessels, not a few. 4:4. And go in, and shut thy door, when thou art within, and thy sons, and pour out thereof into all those vessels. And when they are full, take them away. 4:5. So the woman went, and shut the door upon her, and upon her sons. They brought her the vessels, and she poured in. 4:6. And when the vessels were full, she said to her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he answered, I have no more. And the oil stood. 4:7. And she came, and told the man of God. And he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy creditor, and thou and thy son's life of the rest. 4:8. And there was a day when Eliseus passed by Sunem. Now there was a great woman there, who detained him to eat bread. And as he passed often that way, he turned into her house to eat bread. 4:9. And she said to her husband, I perceive that this is a holy man of God, who often passeth by us. 4:10. Let us, therefore, make him a little chamber, and put a little bed in it for him, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, that when he cometh to us he may abide there. 4:11. Now, there was a certain day, when he came, and turned into the chamber, and rested there. 4:12. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, Call this Shunammitess. And when he had called her, and she stood before him. 4:13. He said to his servant, Say to her, Behold, thou hast diligently served us in all things. What wilt thou have me to do for thee? Hast thou any business, and wilt thou, that I speak to the king, or to the general of the army? And she answered, I dwell in the midst of my own people. 4:14. And he said, What will she then that I do for her? And she said, Do not ask, for she hath no son, and her husband is old. 4:15. Then he bid him call her. And when she was called, and stood before the door. 4:16. He said to her, At this time, and this same hour, if life be in company, thou shalt have a son in thy womb. But she answered, Do not, I beseech thee, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie to thy handmaid. 4:17. And the woman conceived, and brought forth a son in the time, and at the same hour that Eliseus had said. 4:18. And the child grew. And on a certain day, when he went out to his father to the reapers. 4:19. He said to his father, My head acheth, my head acheth. But he said to his servant, Take him, and carry him to his mother. 4:20. And when he had taken him, and brought him to his mother, she sat him on her knees, until noon, and then he died. 4:21. And she went up, and laid him upon the bed of the man of God, and shut the door, and going out. 4:22. She called her husband, and said, Send with me, I beseech thee, one of thy servants, and an ass, that I may run to the man of God, and come again. 4:23. And he said to her, Why dost thou go to him? Today is neither new moon nor Sabbath. She answered, I will go. 4:24. And she saddled an ass, and commanded her servant, Drive, and make haste, make no stay in going, and do that which I bid thee. 4:25. So she went forward, and came to the man of God, to Mount Carmel. And when the man of God saw her coming towards, he said to Gehazi, his servant, Behold that Shunammitess. 4:26. Go, therefore, to meet her, and say to her, Is all well with thee, and with thy husband, and with thy son? And she answered, Well. 4:27. And when she came to the man of God, to the mount, she caught hold on his feet. And he came to remove her. And the man of God said, Let her alone, for her soul is in anguish, and the Lord hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. 4:28. And she said to him, Did I ask a son of my Lord? Did I not say to thee, Do not deceive me? 4:29. Then he said to Gehazi, Gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thy hand, and go. If any man meet thee, salute him not. And if any man salute thee, answer him not. And lay my staff upon the face of the child, salute him not. He that is sent to raise to life the sinner spiritually dead, must not suffer himself to be called off, or diverted from his enterprise, by the salutations or ceremonies of the world. 4:30. But the mother of the child said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. He arose, therefore, and followed her. 4:31. But he was gone before them, and laid the staff upon the face of the child, and there was no voice nor sense. And he returned to meet him, and told him, saying, The child is not risen. Saint Augustine considers a great mystery in this miracle wrought by the prophet Eliseus, thus. By the staff sent by his servant is figured the rod of Moses, or the old law, which was not sufficient to bring mankind to life then dead in sin. It was necessary that Christ himself should come, and by taking on human nature, become flesh of our flesh, and restore us to life. In this Eliseus was a figure of Christ, as it was necessary that he should come himself to bring the dead child to life and restore him to his mother, who is here, in a mystical sense, the figure of the church. 4:32. Eliseus, therefore, went into the house, and behold the child lay dead on his bed. 4:33. And going in, he shut the door upon him, and upon the child, and prayed to the Lord. 4:34. And he went up, and lay upon the child, and put his mouth upon his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands, and he bound himself upon him, and the child's flesh grew warm. 4:35. Then he returned and walked in the house, once to and fro, and he went up, and lay upon him, and the child gaped 7 times, and opened his eyes. 4:36. And he called Gehazi, and said to him, Call this Sunamitess. And she being called, went into him, and he said, Take up thy son. 4:37. She came and fell at his feet, and worshipped upon the ground, and took up her son, and went out. 4:38. And Eliseus returned to Galgal, and there was a famine in the land, and the sons of the prophets dwelt before him. And he said to one of his servants, Set on the great pot, and boil pottage for the sons of the prophets. 4:39. And one went out into the field to gather wild herbs. And he found something like a wild vine, and gathered of it wild gourds of the field, and filled his mantle, and coming back, he shred them into the pot of pottage, for he knew not what it was. Wild gourds of the field, colocynthides. They are extremely bitter, and therefore are called the gall of the earth, and are poisonous if taken in a great quantity. 4:40. And they poured it out for their companions to eat, and when they had tasted of the pottage, they cried out, saying, Death is in the pot, O man of God, and they could not eat thereof. 4:41. But he said, Bring some meal. And when they had brought it, he cast it into the pot, and said, Pour out for the people, that they may eat. And there was now no bitterness in the pot. 4:42. And a certain man came from Basilisa, bringing to the man of God, bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and new corn in his scrip. And he said, Give to the people, that they may eat. 4:43. And his servant answered him, How much is this, that I should set it before 100 men? He said again, Give to the people, that they may eat. For thus saith the Lord, They shall eat, and there shall be left. 4:44. So he set it before them, and they ate, and there was left, according to the word of the Lord. 4 Kings chapter 5. Naaman the Syrian is cleansed of his leprosy. He professeth his belief in one God, promising to serve him. Gehazi taketh gifts of Naaman, and is struck with leprosy. 5:1. Naaman, general of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable. For by him the Lord gave deliverance to Syria. And he was a valiant man, and rich, but a leper. 5:2. Now there had gone out robbers from Syria, and had led away captive out of the land of Israel, a little maid, and she waited upon Naaman's wife. 5:3. And she said to her mistress, I wish my master had been with the prophet that is in Samaria. He would certainly have healed him of the leprosy which he hath. 5:4. Then Naaman went into his lord, and told him, saying, Thus and thus said the girl from the land of Israel. 5:5. And the king of Syria said to him, Go, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. And he departed, and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. 5:6. And brought the letter to the king of Israel, in these words, When thou shalt receive this letter, know that I have sent to thee Naaman, my servant, that thou mayest heal him of his leprosy. 5:7. And when the king of Israel had read the letter, he rent his garments, and said, Am I God, to be able to kill and give life, that this man hath sent to me to heal a man of his leprosy? Mark, and see how he seeketh occasions against me. 5:8. And when Eliseus, the man of God, had heard this, to wit, that the king of Israel had rent his garments, he sent to him, saying, Why hast thou rent thy garments? Let him come to me, and let him know that there is a prophet in Israel. 5:9. So Naaman came with his horses and chariots, and stood at the door of the house of Eliseus. 5:10. And Eliseus sent a messenger to him, saying, Go, and wash 7 times in the Jordan, and thy flesh shall recover health, and thou shalt be clean. 5:11. Naaman was angry, and went away, saying, I thought he would have come out to me, and standing, would have invoked the name of the Lord his God, and touched with his hand the place of the leprosy, and healed me. 5:12. Are not the Abana, and the Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel, that I may wash in them, and be made clean? So as he turned, and was going away with indignation. 5:13. His servants came to him, and said to him, Father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, surely thou shouldst have done it. How much rather what he now hath said to thee, Wash, and thou shalt be clean. 5:14. Then he went down, and washed in the Jordan 7 times, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored, like the flesh of a little child, and he was made clean. 5:15. And returning to the man of God, with all his train, he came, and stood before him, and said, In truth, I know there is no other God, in all the earth, but only in Israel. I beseech thee, therefore, take a blessing of thy servant, a blessing, a present. 5:16. But he answered, As the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And when he pressed him, he still refused. 5:17. And Naaman said, As thou wilt, but I beseech thee, grant to me, thy servant, to take from hence 2 mules burden of earth. For thy servant will not henceforth offer holocaust, or victim, to other gods, but to the Lord. 5:18. But there is only this, for which thou shalt entreat the Lord for thy servant. When my master goeth into the temple of Rimmon, to worship there, and he leaneth on my hand, if I bow down in the temple of Rimmon, when he boweth down in the same place, that the Lord pardon me, thy servant, for this thing. 5:19. And he said to him, Go in peace. So he departed from him, in the springtime of the earth. Go in peace. What the prophet here allowed, was not an outward conformity to an idolatrous worship, but only a service which by his office he owed to his master, who on all public occasions leaned on him. So that his bowing down when his master bowed himself down was not in effect adoring the idols. Nor was it so understood by the standers-by, since he publicly professed himself a worshipper of the only true and living God, but it was no more than doing a civil office to the king his master, whose leaning upon him obliged him to bow at the same time that he bowed. 5:20. Bichzi, the servant of the man of God, said, My master hath spared Naaman this Syrian, in not receiving of him that which he brought. As the Lord liveth, I will run after him, and take something of him. 5:21. Bichzi followed after Naaman, and when he saw him running after him, he leapt down from his chariot to meet him, and said, Is all well? 5:22. And he said, Well, my master hath sent me to thee, saying, Just now there are come to me from Mount Ephraim, 2 young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them 1 talent of silver, and 2 changes of garments. 5:23. And Naaman said, It is better that thou take 2 talents. And he forced him, and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags, and 2 changes of garments, and laid them upon 2 of his servants, and they carried them before him. 5:24. And when he was come, and now it was the evening, he took them from their hands, and laid them up in the house, and sent the men away, and they departed. 5:25. But he went in, and stood before his master. And Eliseus said, Whence comest thou, Kzi? He answered, Thy servant went no other. 5:26. But he said, Was not my heart present, when the man turned back, from his chariot, to meet thee? So now thou hast received money, and received garments, to buy olive yards and vineyards, and sheep, and oxen, and men servants, and maid servants. 5:27. But the leprosy of Naaman shall also stick to thee, and to thy seed forever. And he went out from him a leper, as white as snow. 4 Kings chapter 6. Eliseus maketh iron to swim upon the water. He leadeth the Syrians that were sent to apprehend him into Samaria, where their eyes being opened, they are courteously entertained. The Syrians besiege Samaria. The famine there causeth a woman to eat her own child. Upon this the king commandeth Eliseus to be put to death. 6:1. And the sons of the prophets said to Eliseus, Behold, the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. 6:2. Let us go as far as the Jordan, and take out of the wood every man a piece of timber, that we may build us there a place to dwell in. And he said, Go. 6:3. And one of them said, But come thou also with thy servants. He answered, I will come. 6:4. So he went with them. And when they were come to the Jordan, they girt down wood. 6:5. And it happened, as one was felling some timber, that the head of the axe fell into the water. And he cried out, and said, Alas, 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 my lord, for this same was borrowed. 6:6. And the man of God said, Where did it fall? And he shewed him the place. Then he cut off a piece of wood, and cast it in thither, and the iron swam. 6:7. And he said, Take it up. And he put out his hand, and took it. 6:8. And the king of Syria warred against Israel, and took counsel with his servants, saying, In such and such a place, let us lay an ambush. 6:9. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not to such a place, for the Syrians are there in ambush. 6:10. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God had told him, and prevented him, and looked well to himself there not once nor twice. 6:11. And the heart of the king of Syria was troubled for this thing. And calling together his servants, he said, Why do you not tell me who it is that betrays me to the king of Israel? 6:12. And one of his servants said, No one, my lord, O king, but Eliseus, the prophet, that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel all the words that thou speakest in thy privy chamber. 6:13. And he said to them, Go, and see where he is, that I may send and take him. And they told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. 6:14. Therefore, he sent thither horses, and chariots, and the strength of an army. And they came by night, and beset the city. 6:15. And the servant of the man of God, rising early, went out, and saw an army round about the city, and horses and chariots. And he told him, saying, Alas, 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 my lord, what shall we do? 6:16. But he answered, Fear not, for there are more with us than with them. 6:17. And Eliseus prayed, and said, Lord, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses, and chariots of fire round about Eliseus. 6:18. And the enemies came down to him. But Eliseus prayed to the Lord, saying, Strike, I beseech thee, this people with blindness. And the Lord struck them with blindness, according to the word of Eliseus. Blindness. The blindness here spoken of was of a particular kind, which hindered them from seeing the objects that were really before them, and represented other different objects to their imagination, so that they no longer perceived the city of Dothan, nor were able to know the person of Eliseus, but were easily led by him, whom they took to be another man, to Samaria, so that he truly told them, This is not the way, neither is this the city, etc., because he spoke with relation to the way into the city, which was represented to them. 6:19. And Eliseus said to them, This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will shew you the man whom you seek. So he led them into Samaria. 6:20. And when they were come into Samaria, Eliseus said, Lord, open the eyes of these men, that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw themselves to be in the midst of Samaria. 6:21. And the king of Israel said to Eliseus, when he saw them, My father, shall I kill them? 6:22. And he said, Thou shalt not kill them. For thou didst not take them with thy sword, or thy bow, that thou mayest kill them. But set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink, and go to their master. 6:23. And a great provision of meats was set before them, and they ate and drank. And he let them go, and they went away to their master. And the robbers of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. 6:24. And it came to pass, after these things, that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered together all his army, and went up and besieged Samaria. 6:25. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And so long did the siege continue, till the head of an ass was sold for 4 score pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a cape of pigeon's dung, for 5 pieces of silver. 6:26. And as the king of Israel was passing by the wall, a certain woman cried out to him, saying, Save me, my lord, O king. 6:27. And he said, If the Lord ought not save thee, how can I save thee? Out of the barn floor, or out of the winepress? And the king said to her, What aileth thee? And she answered, 6:28. This woman said to me, Give thy son, that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. 6:29. So we boiled my son, and ate him. And I said to her on the next day, Give thy son, that we may eat him. And she hath hid her son. 6:30. When the king heard this, he rent his garments, and passed by upon the wall. And all the people saw the hair cloth which he wore within next to his flesh. 6:31. And the king said, May God do so and so to me, and may he add more, if the head of Eliseus, the son of Saphat, shall stand on him this day. 6:32. But Eliseus sat in his house, and the ancient sat with him. So he sent a man before. And before that messenger came, he said to the ancients, Do you know that this son of a murderer hath sent to cut off my head? Look then when the messenger shall come, shut the door, and suffer him not to come in. For behold the sound of his master's feet is behind him. 6:33. While he was yet speaking to them, the messenger appeared, who was coming to him. And he said, Behold, so great an evil is from the Lord. What shall I look for more from the Lord? 4 Kings chapter 7. Eliseus prophesieth a great plenty, which presently ensueth upon the sudden flight of the Syrians, of which 4 lepers bring the news to the city. The incredulous nobleman is trod to death. 7:1. And Eliseus said, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, Tomorrow, about this time, a bushel of fine flour shall be sold for a stater, and 2 bushels of barley for a stater, in the gate of Samaria. A stater, it is the same as a sickle or shekel. 7:2. Then one of the Lord's, upon whose hand the king leaned, answering the man of God, said, If the Lord should make floodgates in heaven, can it possibly be which thou sayest? And he said, Thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. 7:3. Now there were 4 lepers, at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, What mean we to stay here till we die? 7:4. If we will enter into the city, we shall die with the famine. And if we will remain here, we must also die. Come therefore, and let us run over to the camp of the Syrians. If they spare us, we shall live. But if they kill us, we shall but die. 7:5. So they arose in the evening, to go to the Syrian camp. And when they were come to the first part of the camp of the Syrians, they found no men there. 7:6. For the Lord had made them hear, in the camp of Syria, the noise of chariots, and of horses, and of a very great army. And they said one to another, Behold, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hethites, and of the Egyptians, and they are come upon us. 7:7. Wherefore they arose, and fled away in the dark, and left their tents, and their horses and asses in the camp, and fled, desiring to save their lives. 7:8. So when these lepers were come to the beginning of the camp, they went into one tent, and ate and drank. And they took from thence silver, and gold, and raiment, and went, and hid it. And they came again, and went into another tent, and carried from thence in like manner, and hid it. 7:9. Then they said one to another, We do not well, for this is a day of good tidings. If we hold our peace, and do not tell it till the morning, we shall be charged with a crime. Come, let us go, and tell it in the king's court. 7:10. So they came to the gate of the city, and told them, saying, We went to the camp of the Syrians, and we found no men there, but horses, and asses tied, and a tent standing. 7:11. Then the guards of the gate went, and told it within in the king's palace. 7:12. And he arose in the night, and said to his servants, I tell you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we suffer great famine, and therefore they are gone out of the camp, and lie hid in the fields, saying, When they come out of the city, we shall take them alive, and then we may get into the city. 7:13. And one of his servants answered, Let us take the 5 horses that are remaining in the city, because there are none more in the whole multitude of Israel, for the rest are consumed, and let us send and see. 7:14. They brought therefore 2 horses, and the king sent into the camp of the Syrians, saying, Go, and see. 7:15. And they went after them, as far as the Jordan. And behold, all the way was full of garments, and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away, in their fright, and the messengers returned, and told the king. 7:16. And the people going out, pillaged the camp of the Syrians. And a bushel of fine flour was sold for a stater, and 2 bushels of barley for a stater, according to the word of the Lord. 7:17. And the king appointed the Lord on whose hand he leaned, to stand at the gate. And the people trod upon him in the entrance of the gate. And he died, as the man of God had said, when the king came down to him. 7:18. And it came to pass, according to the word of the man of God, which he spoke to the king, when he said, 2 bushels of barley shall be for a stater, and a bushel of fine flour for a stater, at this very time tomorrow, in the gate of Samaria. 7:19. When the Lord answered the man of God, and said, Although the Lord should make floodgates in heaven, could this come to pass which thou sayest? And he said to him, Thou shalt see it with thy eyes, and shalt not eat thereof. 7:20. And so it fell out to him, as it was foretold, and the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. 4 Kings chapter 8. After 7 years famine foretold by Eliseus, the Shunammitess returning home, recovereth her lands and revenues. Eliseus foresheweth the death of Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, and the reign of Hazael, Joram's wicked reign in Judah. He dieth, and his son Ochozias succeedeth. 8:1. And Eliseus spoke to the women, whose son he had restored to life, saying, Arise, and go thou, and thy household, and sojourn wheresoever thou canst find. For the Lord hath called a famine, and it shall come upon the land 7 years. 8:2. And she arose, and did according to the word of the man of God, and going with her household, she sojourned in the land of the Philistines many days. 8:3. And when the 7 years were ended, the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to speak to the king for her house and for her lands. 8:4. And the king talked with Cusi, the servant of the man of God, saying, Tell me all the great things that Eliseus hath done. 8:5. And when he was telling the king how he had raised one dead to life, the woman appeared, whose son he had restored to life, crying to the king for her house, and her lands. And he said, My lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Eliseus raised to life. 8:6. And the king asked the woman, and she told him. And the king appointed her an eunuch, saying, Restore her all that is hers, and all the revenues of the lands, from the day that she left the land to this present. 8:7. Eliseus also came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, was sick. And they told him, saying, The man of God is come hither. 8:8. And the king said to Hazael, Take with thee presents, and go to meet the man of God, and consult the Lord by him, saying, Can I recover of this my illness? 8:9. And Hazael went to meet him, taking with him presents, and all the good things of Damascus, the burdens of 40 camels. And when he stood before him, he said, Thy son, Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, hath sent me to thee, saying, Can I recover of this my illness? 8:10. And Eliseus said to him, Go tell him, Thou shalt recover, but the Lord hath shewed me that he shall surely die. Tell him, Thou shalt recover. By these words the prophet signified that the king's disease was not mortal, and that he would recover if no violence were used. Or he might only express himself in this manner, by way of giving Hazael to understand that he knew both what he would say and do, that he would indeed tell the king he should recover, but would be himself the instrument of his death. 8:11. And he stood with him, and was troubled so far as to blush. And the man of God wept. 8:12. And Hazael said to him, Why doth my Lord weep? And he said, Because I know the evil that thou wilt do to the children of Israel. Their strong cities thou wilt burn with fire, and their young men thou wilt kill with the sword, and thou wilt dash their children, and rip up their pregnant women. 8:13. And Hazael said, But what am I, thy servant, a dog, that I should do this great thing? And Eliseus said, The Lord hath shewed me that thou shalt be king of Syria. 8:14. And when he was departed from Eliseus he came to his master, who said to him, What said Eliseus to thee? And he answered, He told me, Thou shalt recover. 8:15. And on the next day, he took a blanket, and poured water on it, and spread it upon his face. And he died, and Hazael reigned in his stead. 8:16. In the fifth year of Joram, son of Ahab, king of Israel, and of Josaphat, king of Judah, reigned Joram, son of Josaphat, king of Judah, and of Josaphat, etc. That is, Josaphat being yet alive, who sometime before his death made his son Joram king, as David had done before by his own son Solomon. 8:17. He was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. 8:18. And he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, as the house of Ahab had walked. For the daughter of Ahab was his wife. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. 8:19. But the Lord would not destroy Judah, for David his servant's sake, as he had promised him, to give him a light, and to his children always. 8:20. In his days Edom revolted from being under Judah, and made themselves a king. 8:21. And Joram came to Seirah, and all the chariots with him. And he arose in the night, and defeated the Edomites that had surrounded him, and the captains of the chariots, but the people fled into their tents. 8:22. So Edom revolted from being under Judah, unto this day. Then Labanah also revolted at the same time. 8:23. But the rest of the acts of Joram, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? 8:24. And Joram slept with his fathers, and was buried with them in the city of David, and Ochozias, his son, reigned in his stead. 8:25. In the 12th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, reigned Ochozias, son of Joram, king of Judah. 8:26. Ochozias was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Aphaliah, the daughter of Amri, king of Israel. Daughter. That is, granddaughter. For she was daughter of Ahab, son of Amri. Verse 18. 8:27. And he walked in the ways of the house of Ahab. And he did evil before the Lord, as did the house of Ahab. For he was the son-in-law of the house of Ahab. 8:28. He went also with Joram, son of Ahab, to fight against Hazael, king of Syria, in Ramoth-Gilead, and the Syrians wounded Joram. 8:29. And he went back to be healed, in Jezreel, because the Syrians had wounded him in Ramoth, when he fought against Hazael, king of Syria, and Ochozias, the son of Joram, king of Judah, went down to visit Joram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was sick there. 4 Kings chapter 9. Jehu is anointed king of Israel, to destroy the house of Ahab and Jezebel. He killeth Joram king of Israel, and Ochozias king of Judah. Jezebel is eaten by dogs. 9:1. And Eliseus the prophet, called one of the sons of the prophets, and said to him, Gird up thy loins, and take this little bottle of oil in thy hand, and go to Ramoth-Gilead. 9:2. And when thou art come thither, thou shalt see Jehu the son of Josaphat the son of Nimshi. And going in, thou shalt make him rise up from amongst his brethren, and carry him into an inner chamber. 9:3. Then taking the little bottle of oil, thou shalt pour it on his head, and shalt say, Thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. And thou shalt open the door and flee, and shalt not stay there. 9:4. So the young man, the servant of the prophet, went away to Ramoth-Gilead. 9:5. And went in thither. And behold, the captains of the army were sitting, and he said, I have a word to thee, O prince. And Jehu said, Unto whom of us all? And he said, To thee, O prince. 9:6. And he arose, and went into the chamber. And he poured the oil upon his head, and said, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over Israel, the people of the Lord. 9:7. And thou shalt cut off the house of Ahab, thy master, and I will revenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord, at the hand of Jezebel, 9:8, and I will destroy all the house of Achab, and I will cut off from Achab, him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up, and the meanest in Israel, 9:9, and I will make the house of Achab, like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasa, the son of Ahiath, 9:10, and the dogs shall eat Jezebel, in the field of Jezreel, and there shall be no one to bury her. And he opened the door and fled. 9:11. Then Jehu went forth to the servants of his lord. And they said to him, Are all things well? Why came this madman to thee? And he said to them, You know the man, and what he said. 9:12. But they answered, It is false, but rather do thou tell us. And he said to them, Thus and thus did he speak to me. And he said, Thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. 9:13. Then they made haste, and taking every man his garment, laid it under his feet, after the manner of a judgment seat, and they sounded the trumpet, and said, Jehu is king. 9:14. So Jehu, the son of Josaphat, the son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Now Joram had besieged Ramoth-Gilead, he, and all Israel, fighting with Hazael, king of Syria. 9:15. And was returned to be healed in Jezreel of his wounds. For the Syrians had wounded him, when he fought with Hazael, king of Syria. And Jehu said, If it please you, let no man go forth or flee out of the city, lest he go, and tell in Jezreel. 9:16. And he got up, and went into Jezreel, for Joram was sick there, and Ochozias king of Judah, was come down to visit Joram. 9:17. The watchman therefore, that stood upon the tower of Jezreel, saw the troop of Jehu coming, and said, I see a troop. And Joram said, Take a chariot, and send to meet them, and let him that goeth say, Is all well? 9:18. So there went one in a chariot to meet him, and said, Thus saith the king, Are all things peaceable? And Jehu said, What hast thou to do with peace? Go behind and follow me. And the watchman told, saying, The messenger came to them, but he returneth not. 9:19. And he sent a second chariot of horses, and he came to them, and said, Thus saith the king, Is there peace? And Jehu said, What hast thou to do with peace? Pass, and follow me. 9:20. And the watchman told, saying, He came even to them, but returneth not. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu, the son of Nimshi, for he drives furiously. 9:21. And Joram said, Make ready the chariot. And they made ready his chariot. And Joram, king of Israel, and Ochozias, king of Judah, went out, each in his chariot, and they went out to meet Jehu, and met him in the field of Naboth, the Jezreelite. 9:22. And when Joram saw Jehu, he said, Is there peace, Jehu? And he answered, What peace? So long as the fornications of Jezebel, thy mother, and her many sorceries, are in their vigor. 9:23. And Joram turned his hand, and fleeing, said to Ochozias, There is treachery, Ochozias. 9:24. But Jehu bent his bow with his hand, and shot Joram between the shoulders, and the arrow went out through his heart, and immediately he fell in his chariot. 9:25. And Jehu said to Baasa, his captain, Take him, and cast him into the field of Naboth, the Jezreelite. For I remember, when I now, sitting in a chariot, followed Achab, this man's father, that the Lord laid this burden upon him, saying, 9:26. If I do not requite thee in this field, saith the Lord, for the blood of Naboth, and for the blood of his children, which I saw yesterday, saith the Lord, so now take him, and cast him into the field, according to the word of the Lord. 9:27. But Ochozias, king of Judah, seeing this, fled by the way of the garden house. And Jehu pursued him, and said, Strike him also in his chariot. And they struck him in the going up to Gaver, which is by Jedlam. And he fled into Megiddo, and died there. 9:28. And his servants laid him upon his chariot, and carried him to Jerusalem. And they buried him in his sepulchre with his fathers, in the city of David. 9:29. In the 11th year of Joram, the son of Achab, Ochozias reigned over Judah. 9:30. And Jehu came into Jezreel. But Jezebel, hearing of his coming in, painted her face with stibbock stone, and adorned her head, and looked out of a window. 9:31. At Jehu coming in at the gate, and said, Can there be peace for Zimri, that hath killed his master? 9:32. And Jehu lifted up his face to the window, and said, Who is this? And two or three eunuchs bowed down to him. 9:33. And he said to them, Throw her down headlong. And they threw her down, and the wall was sprinkled with her blood, and the hoofs of the horses trod upon her. 9:34. And when he was come in to eat, and to drink, he said, Go, and see after the cursed woman, and bury her, because she is a king's daughter. 9:35. And when they went to bury her, they found nothing but the skull, and the feet, and the extremities of her hands. 9:36. And coming back they told him. And Jehu said, It is the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Elias, the Thesbite, saying, In the field of Jezreel the dogs shall eat the flesh of Jezebel. 9:37. And the flesh of Jezebel shall be as dung upon the face of the earth in the field of Jezreel, so that they who pass by shall say, Is this that same Jezebel? 4 Kings chapter 10. Jehu destroyeth the house of Achab, abolisheth the worship of Baal, and killeth the worshippers, but sticketh to the calves of Jeroboam. Israel is afflicted by the Syrians. 10:1. And Achab had 70 sons in Samaria. So Jehu wrote letters, and sent to Samaria, to the chief man of the city, and to the ancients, and to them that brought up Achab's children, saying, 10:2. As soon as you receive these letters, ye that have your master's sons, and chariots, and horses, and fenced cities, and armor. 10:3. Choose the best, and him that shall please you most of your master's sons, and set him on his father's throne, and fight for the house of your master. 10:4. But they were exceedingly afraid, and said, Behold, two kings could not stand before him, and how shall we be able to resist? 10:5. Therefore they that were over the king's house, and the rulers of the city, and the ancients, and the bringers up of the children, sent to Jehu, saying, We are thy servants. Whatsoever thou shalt command us we will do. We will not make us any king. Do thou all that pleaseth thee. 10:6. And he wrote letters the second time to them, saying, If you be mine, and will obey me, take the heads of the sons of your master, and come to me to Jezreel by tomorrow at this time. Now the king's sons, being 70 men, were brought up with the chief man of the city. 10:7. And when the letters came to them, they took the king's sons, and slew 70 persons, and put their heads in baskets, and sent them to him to Jezreel. 10:8. And a messenger came, and told him, saying, They have brought the heads of the king's sons. And he said, Lay ye them in two heaps by the entering in of the gate until the morning. 10:9. And when it was light, he went out, and standing, said to all the people, You are just. If I conspired against my master, and slew him, who hath slain all these? 10:10. See therefore now that there hath not fallen to the ground any of the words of the Lord, which the Lord spoke concerning the house of Achab, and the Lord hath done that which he spoke in the hand of his servant Elias. 10:11. So Jehu slew all that were left of the house of Achab in Jezreel, and all his chief men, and his friends, and his priests, till there were no remains left of him. 10:12. And he arose, and went to Samaria, and when he was come to the shepherd's cabin in the way, 10:13, he met with the brethren of Ochozias, king of Judah, and he said to them, Who are you? And they answered, We are the brethren of Ochozias, and are come down to salute the sons of the king, and the sons of the queen. 10:14. And he said, Take them alive. And they took them alive, and killed them in the pit by the cabin, 42 men, and he left not any of them. 10:15. And when he was departed thence, he found Jonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him, and he blessed him. And he said to him, Is thy heart right as my heart is with thy heart? And Jonadab said, It is. If it be, said he, give me thy hand. He gave him his hand, and he lifted him up to him into the chariot. 10:16. And said to him, Come with me, and see my zeal for the Lord. So he made him ride in his chariot. 10:17. And brought him into Samaria. And he slew all that were left of Achab, in Samaria, to a man, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke by Elias. 10:18. And Jehu gathered together all the people, and said to them, Achab worshipped Baal a little, but I will worship him more. I will worship him more. Jehu sinned in this pretending to worship Baal, and causing sacrifice to be offered to him. Because evil is not to be done, that good may come of it. Ram 3:8. 10:19. Now therefore call to me all the prophets of Baal, and all his servants, and all his priests. Let none be wanting, for I have a great sacrifice to offer to Baal. Whosoever shall be wanting, shall not live. Now Jehu did this craftily, that he might destroy the worshippers of Baal. 10:20. And he said, Proclaim a festival for Baal. And he called. 10:21. And he sent into all the borders of Israel. And all the servants of Baal came. There was not one left that did not come. And they went into the temple of Baal. And the house of Baal was filled, from one end to the other. 10:22. And he said to them that were over the wardrobe, Bring forth garments for all the servants of Baal. And they brought them forth garments. 10:23. And Jehu, and Jonadab, the son of Rechab, went to the temple of Baal, and said to the worshippers of Baal, Search, and see that there be not any with you of the servants of the Lord, but that there be the servants of Baal only. 10:24. And they went in to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings. But Jehu had prepared him 80 men without, and said to them, If any of the men escape, whom I have brought into your hands, he that let of him go, shall answer life for life. 10:25. And it came to pass, when the burnt offering was ended, that Jehu commanded his soldiers and captains, saying, Go in, and kill them. Let none escape. And the soldiers and captains slew them with the edge of the sword, and cast them out. And they went into the city of the temple of Baal. 10:26. And brought the statue out of Baal's temple, and burnt it. 10:27. And broke it in pieces. They destroyed also the temple of Baal, and made a jakes in its place unto this day. 10:28. So Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. 10:29. But yet he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, nor did he forsake the golden calves that were in Bethel, and Dan. 10:30. And the Lord said to Jehu, Because thou hast diligently executed that which was right and pleasing in my eyes, and hast done to the house of Achab according to all that was in my heart, thy children shall sit upon the throne of Israel to the fourth generation. 10:31. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord, the God of Israel, with all his heart. For he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, who had made Israel to sin. 10:32. In those days the Lord began to be weary of Israel, and Hazael ravaged them and all the coasts of Israel. 10:33. From the Jordan eastward, all the land of Gilead, and Gad, and Reuben, and Manasseh, from Aroer, which is upon the torrent Arnon, and Gilead, and Basan. 10:34. But the rest of the acts of Jehu, and all that he did, and his strength, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? 10:35. And Jehu slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. And Joachaz, his son, reigned in his stead. 10:36. And the time that Jehu reigned over Israel, in Samaria, was 28 years.